Perek Yud, Vayosim HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas, and King HaChashverosh levied taxes, Al Ha'oretz, on the land dwellers, the Iyei Hayom, and people who lived on the islands of the sea. As the Medrash says, that HaChashverosh's provinces consisted of 100 provinces on the mainland, and 27 on the islands, and he levied taxes on all of them. Yosef Lekach explains that the tax exemption that HaChashverosh made years earlier, in honor of Esther becoming queen, as stated in Perek Bey's Pasuk Yud Ches, he removed now, and they had to pay taxes again. In Sefer V'Dibar Tabam, he points out that Achashverosh's name is spelled here without any vavs, even though throughout the Megillah it is spelled with either one or two vavs. And that is because public officials are praised when they lower taxes, and criticized when taxes are increased. Now that Achashverosh brought the taxes back, he immediately lost some popularity among his people, and this is hinted to by his name not spelled as fully as previously. Pasuk Beis, V'chol ma'asei tokvai ugvurasai, and all the powerful and mighty acts of Achashverosh, ufor roshas gedulas Mordechai, and the full account of the greatness of Mordechai, asher gidloi hamelech, whom the king promoted, haloihem kesuvim, al sefer divrei hayomim l'malchei modai uporos. Behold, they are written in the history books of the kings of Modai and Paros. The Pasuk is telling us that the Megillah is not a history book. If one wants to know details about Mordechai and Achashverosh, he will not find them here, but should refer to the Divrei Hayomim L'Malchei Modai Uporos. The Megillah is intended to portray that Hashem is always watching us, although at times he seems to be hidden. If one keeps his eyes open, he will find Hashem in every event of his life. Pasuk Gimel, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, because Mordechai the Yehudi, Mishne LaMelech HaChashverosh, was second to King HaChashverosh, V'godor LaYehudim, and great among the Jews, V'rotzori L'roiv Echov, and accepted by most of his brothers, Dorish Tov LaAmoy, seeking good for his nation, V'doiver Sholom, and spoke for the welfare, L'chol Zaroi, for all of the descendants of his nation. Zok Rashi L'Roiv Echov, he was accepted by most of his brothers, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, he was accepted by most of his brothers, V'loi L'chol Echov, but not by all of his brothers. Melameh Shepirushu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin, this comes to teach us that some of the Sanhedrin separated themselves from Mordechai, L'fishenasa Korev L'Malchus, since he became close to the monarchy, V'hoyabotel Mitalmudai, and he neglected his Torah study. Therefore, some of the Sanhedrin separated from him, and he was only accepted by most of his brothers, but not by all of them. Zokt Rashi L'chol Zaroi, he spoke for the welfare of all his descendants. And if you take the Pasuk at face value, it seems like that Mordechai was only concerned about his own descendants, L'chol Zaroi, and this would apparently be very selfish. Therefore, Rashi says, L'chol Zaroi is Moisef al Amoy. It is going back on the word Amoy, his nation, in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk reads, that he spoke for the welfare of L'chol Zera Amoy, of all the descendants of his nation. Therefore, the Megillah is not saying that his concern was for his own children and his own descendants, but rather the children of his nation. Mordechai considered all of them as his personal children, and he looked out for their welfare just as much as his own descendants.